Welcome to Service Notes, the podcast dedicated to helping IT professionals and customer service leaders navigate the ever-evolving world of service management. Whether you're grappling with organizational change, leading a technical transformation, or wondering how to leverage AI to create better experiences, you're in the right place. We're here to provide the insights and inspiration you need to excel in your career and deliver outstanding service. And now, here's your host, a passionate advocate for service excellence and a seasoned expert in the field, Rina Brambutt.
Where do I start with Orion? She's amazing, incredibly talented, and yes, a true bookworm. That's how I first got to know her, and I'm so thrilled to have her on Service Notes today.
Well, thank you, Orion. Thank you so much. I hope I'm saying your name correctly. Correct me if I'm not. Is this something to do with the galaxy? Is that how it's named?
I have a little mnemonic to help people remember my name. I always say Orion like Mandalorian.
Okay.
So Orion Mendez, Mendez Orion, Mandalorian, if it helps you remember. It is correct pronunciation, so well done.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So welcome to Service Notes. We absolutely love having you. I am so excited knowing that you share the same love of books the way I do, and how we got introduced like was kind of strange, I guess. Maybe not strange because that's how the virtual world works. But I think it was on LinkedIn, and it was one of my connection had put a post about the books, and I commented it and I saw your comment. I was like, I have to connect to this person. So yeah, it's kind of like a, you know, such a interesting small world on LinkedIn. So why don't you tell our listener a little bit about you?
Well, I'm known for my ability to connect people, having worked in industry best practice for a good number of years now. I like to curate a community of different thinkers, and so that's really my gift. Is bringing people together for a common purpose. So whether it's through books, whether it's through conversations, whether it's through ideas, but I enjoy bringing people together for a common purpose. I know that sounds a bit cockamamie, but when you bring people together, that's when the true value is achieved.
Yeah. And when did the love of the books begin? Was it like from a very young age when you were in school, or was there a moment in your life where you pivoted?
I think I've always loved books. At home, my father had a library that was all the old Encyclopedia Britannicas, and it was everything. You know, when the alphabet goes A to E, F to J, and as you go through all of the books, and I probably read every single volume, and I researched every single volume, just because it was something that we did back in the day when there wasn't computers and there wasn't stuff around. Boredom was a wonderful tool to get you to engage with different things. So growing up, we had a very different sort of household where we were always tinkering, making things, exploring things, using knowledge as a means of keeping our family entertained, I guess. Mm-hmm. So yes, I've always loved books, but probably more nonfiction than fiction. If
okay.
I read fiction, it has to be beautifully written. So
Harry Potter.
Not a Potter fan, I'm sorry to say, but I'd like Steinbeck.
Okay.
So I enjoy some of the more meatier books that have just the beautiful language in them. I mean, I've expanded my reading selection since then, and I read lots of books from different places. I like the way that books put you in the perspective and the shoes of another person. But like I said, it has to be beautifully written for it to hold my attention. I'm not one for the sort of page turner holiday reads where it's he said, she said.
Right.
It has to have substance.
Right. Okay. No, thank you. Thank you so much. So why don't you tell us a little bit about, like, how did you start your career in technology?
So when I first was, I immigrated to the UK, and before immigration to the UK, it's over 10 years ago, I moved here. I was in manufacturing in Zimbabwe. And when I moved to the UK, I had an opportunity to work with a publishing house. And they happened to be the leading publisher in IT service management. So they were publishing all the best practice content and were publishing what was then Axelos, the ITIL publications. And it was just at the point where V3 was about to become EITL4. And so through the process of watching EITL4 take shape in the conversations and in the generation of the content, bringing the thought leaders together, that was how I came into the IT world, as it were, through the content. And what was interesting is that the commonality between when I did the training for EITL, I saw quite a lot of similarities between services in the real world versus services in IT. So although it's at the end of the day, you're taking an idea, a demand, and you're producing a product or a service or an outcome even. It's interesting to see how that really mirrors a tangible service. So a lot of it made sense to me. So things like strategy, operations, there was very strong linkages. But my favorite topic of all happens to be continual service improvement. So how do you make every service that you're delivering better each time?
So I'm curious, how many times did you have to read ITIL 4 best practice or foundation or any other curriculum in your job?
I think it's more about referencing. So I was working on sort of business development, sales, marketing, and sort of helping people understand the concepts and taking it out into market and supporting how the content would have a part to play in how the courses and stuff were delivered. At that time, the course and the book weren't coupled. So trying to make people understand the value of why do I need a book? Why do I need this content? Why do I need a subscription? It was quite hard work to like say you don't just need a training, you actually need a point of reference. You need to have a full understanding. And the journey through the book at the time was very different to the journey through the course. So that how it got built and constructed was interesting for me to observe. Yes, but I think the value of the content is by the things that people enjoy the most. So it's also listening to the feedback. So when I was attending events in the different sessions and seeing where the interest was and who was engaging with what parts of the content was almost like the light bulb moments for me. It's like these are the things that have value. Some of the other stuff is a bit more foundational, or it's a point of reference when you in deep into a subject. So you've got to kind of pick the things that engage people. So one of the parts of EITL4 that was used extensively in the beginning was the guiding principles. And the reason for the value is it was like, I get it. This is something I can go and do today. So there was some basic stuff that we could do some marketing around, but there was some other deeper stuff that needed more conversation and more sort of thought leadership to kind of bring those to light.
You bring a very good point because I think guiding principle is one of my favorite topic as well. It's not jargon loaded. It's simple enough that anyone would understand. I think if I told like a 5-year-old kid that, here are the things and maybe this is how you should operate when you're in a play group or a school or something, I think they'll get that, right? It's not exclusive to just IT, but yeah, I imagine like a lot of work would have gone in order to structure and simplify that concept.
I'm having such a good time talking with Orion. I almost forgot this is being recorded. Hope you're enjoying it too. Stick around, and we are not done yet.
That's all for this episode of Service Notes. We hope you've gained valuable insights that you can put into practice. Join us next time as we continue to explore the latest trends and best practices in service management. Until then, keep learning, keep innovating, and keep delivering exceptional service. Service Notes is proudly supported by 24 Trainings. Advance your IT career with their expert-led ITIL certification and customized service management training. 24 Trainings helps both individuals and teams bridge the gap between theory and real-world skills. To get certified and accelerate your career, visit them at www.24trainings.com.